And the question that's been asked is that, okay, I understood what your last delivery, you mentioned about four different ways to get Siddha Pranali. Well, actually, there's five ways even. I forgot the fifth way. There was one devotee, I think it was Siddha Krishnadas or some famous devotee in his Charitra, Siddha Krishnadas from 100 years ago. He went to one guru and the guru said, do you know you have your Diksha Patra, you show the piece of paper of what line you're initiated in. Because even if you don't have Pranali, you'll get a piece of paper that says this is your Diksha Patra, and this is your guru, and like this. Piece of paper showing, yes, and we come from Nityananda, or we come from Advaita, like this. So he said, I don't have one. He said, okay, then I can't initiate you. I can't give you Siddha Pranali. You don't even have any Diksha Patra. You know, you say you're initiated. You have a guru, but your guru left this world. But you don't have any paper to prove that, you know, what your line is. So, you know, forget about it. So I believe it's one of those, there's two or three or four Siddha Krishnadasas in Braj, famous ones, but one of them in their Charitra or biography, it says that he was lamenting and crying and praying, Radharani, won't you accept me? I want to be your Manjari. Please, I'm crying. You know, I have my guru is left and I don't have my Diksha Patra. So then he said, I'm going to commit suicide. So then he tied a rock around himself or something like this. I think it was Siddha Krishnadas from Manasi Ganga, who's one of the famous ones who wrote so many books. So then he threw the rock. He wanted to commit suicide, so he threw the rock in Manasi Ganga, tied around his, you know, big rock, you know, big heavy rock. He carried it, went out in a boat or whatever, and was tied with a rope around his. The rock was tied on the rope to his ankle. So he threw it in, and it took him under the water. You know, big, must have been big. And then he was under the water, he's drowning, he just opened his eyes, and written on that rock under the water says, your name is Kusum Manjari, or something like that, whatever, you know, Kusum K, Krishnadas, Kusum Manjari, maybe other things. And then all of a sudden the rope got loose from his ankle automatically, and he came to the surface, and he ended up writing all these books and so many things, became Siddha. So that's the fifth way that just the magic of Braj, the magic of Radharani can just, it's not even Krishna at the time of death, it's not a dream, it's arranged by Krishna. So often the discussion here comes up where someone says, I heard your discussion, now there's four ways you can realize your Siddha Sarup, and Narada Muni and Ajamil and Gajendra and others, they receive their, but those are Vaikuntha Rups. Those are forms in Vaikuntha. But we're talking about Manjari Sarup. So if you want to get a Manjari Sarup, you maybe get a Sarup by chanting. You chant Hare Krishna and you realize you get a Sarup. But it won't be Manjari Sarup. And unless you come here, or unless you get it from us. But what is the Shastric basis for that? Because what I just said is that if you have lobha, you have greed. The whole basis of Raghunuga Bhakti to begin with, which is nourished by and enhanced by having the Siddha Deya, or at least aspiring for it in a general or specific way, the whole process of Raghunuga Bhakti is based on lobha. What type of lobha? You have a greed or an interest to follow one particular resident of Vrindavan, Raghunuga Bhakti I'm speaking of, not Vaidiva. You want to follow one particular resident of Vrindavan or a group of residents, especially, in one particular stai rati. So somehow, due to previous life samskaras, purva samskaras, or this life samskaras from meeting Raghunuga Bhaktas or last life, you as an individual, you develop a rag, which means an attachment, and a greed, a divine greed, to follow. You're interested and attracted, and you like Madhurya Rati, the loving relationship with Radha and Krishna, and you want to serve Radha and Krishna. And then you've been reading everything, and there's sakis serving and mandris. So their servants are the sakis and mandris. That's Madhurya Rati, and you want to either enjoy with Krishna as a saki, or you want to serve Krishna. Oh no, I don't want to enjoy Krishna like Radharani. I just want to serve Radharani. I want to serve Krishna. But I want it to be a Madhura Rati. So then the only option left open is to be a Manjari. So then you say, now, because Raghunuga Bhakti is based on the awakening or the developing or the culturing or receiving of a Stairati. Stairati, there's five Stairatis. It means the permanent mood of loving Krishna, unchangeable mood. Stai means stan. Madhurati, Vatsalyarati, Sakirati, Dasirati in Braj, these four ratis. So you don't even, there's no even any practice of Raghunuga Bhakti unless you have Rag. Rag Anuga Bhakti. And Anuga means to follow. You're following the Rag or the attachment of the Ragatmikas. Their very being, their Atma, is made a pure, loving attachment to Krishna as a friend, as a master, as a lover. Or as a child. Vatsalya and Madhurya. So now you don't have Siddha Pranali Diksha, but you're chanting the holy name and you're doing bhajan and you're following the practices of Raghunuga Bhakti with a sankalpa and a desire. I want to be a Manjari. I want to serve Radharani as a Manjari and Madhurati. That's my attraction. That's my taste. It's called Adyantika Ruchi. I forget what it means. It means a little bit, whatever the word, not Adyantika. There's a word. It's in a commentary of Jiva Goswami on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. When he's talking about the beginning, it's based on a little ruchi, not the level of ruchi, nishta ruchi, because you can start at anartha nivritti. You can start Raghunuga Bhakti. Kinchit ruchi. Kinchit ruchir. If you have kinchit ruchi, if you have a kincha ruchi, you have a little bit of taste and interest, that is the qualifier. That is the eligibility to start Raghunuga Bhakti, according to Shastras and according to Tikas of Sri Jiva Goswami. That's why in Raghavardhana Chandrika, Vishnu Chakravarti is telling that you can begin Raghunuga Bhakti at the platform of Anartha Nivritti from the time you get initiated by the Guru. Anartha Nivritti, the very beginning. If you have that, already have some pointed and specific interest in a Stairati. Otherwise, you go to the Guru, I get initiated. But you meet a Guru and say, oh, Gurudev, I know somehow I want to take diksha from you, but I'm very much interested like this and my attraction like this. So that's a very highly developed soul. When you go to meet the Guru, usually, what's Krishna? You don't know anything. So they're very rare. Raghunuga Bhakti is very, very rare. Even look around, very hardly anyone interested. No one's curious. No one's interested. Very, very rare. It's a popular, it's discussed everywhere, but who really has eligibility or who really has genuine interest or who will pursue it is very, very rare. So that argument is also defeated, that you can get it if it comes, because Rupa Goswami is saying that Raghunuga Bhakti, the interest in Raghunuga Bhakti comes by the, it says, Bhagavad Kripaya, Bhakta Kripaya. You can do Vaidhi Bhakti for 3,000 years. You can perform Vaidhi Bhakti for 3,000 births and never come to Raghunuga Bhakti. One will only take up Raghunuga Bhakti if he gets mercy. He gets mercy from Guru or Krishna. This life or last life. And it's manifesting as immediate interest. I want this, like this. So, Krishna or Guru, last life or this life, is giving the rag, which means he's giving the qualification of practice Raghunuga Bhakti. So, Raghunuga Bhakti, as I already defined, that means a specific attraction to a specific rati and even specific devotees or eternal associates of Krishna in that rati. So where is the diksha, only our guru? If Krishna or guru gives me rag, then, and I'm interested. Like I came to ISKCON in 1974, I was reading the books. I read about Radha and Krishna. I read Krishna book. Vrindavan Leela. I read the Vrindavan Mathura Dwarka Leelas, and I read Teaching Lord Chaitanya, Nectar Devotion, Isopanishad, Bhagavad Gita, four or five books that I had in the beginning, first canto. And right in the beginning, I knew, oh, I like Radha and Krishna. I like Vrindavan. I knew. And I didn't come to Radhakund to get that. And so as I moved on and passed through my years, then it started to become very clear to me. 30 years ago, I'm practicing Rag Bhakti and the Manjari Bhav. And somehow it came this way where I took the pranali, you know, from my guru, which is a modern practice. But I received Manjari Bhav, an interest in Manjari Bhav before. So I don't buy it. This is all propaganda saying you can only get it here, because Manjari Bhav is not some balloon floating in the air. The foundation is Raghunuga Bhakti. Raghunuga Bhakti and Manjari Bhav is particular Bhav, which is an aspect of Madhura Rati, and Madhura Rati is part and parcel of Raghunuga Bhakti. So someone's saying, oh, you can get a Siddhadeya by just chanting Hare Krishna and staying in ISKCON, but not a Gopi Siddhadeya. You all go to Vaikuntha. But our Ishtadeva is not Lakshmi Narayan. And we're not cultivating Dasya Rati. We know so it doesn't make sense. How do they explain someone who's in ISKCON, you know, without mentioning any names, there are famous big devotees in ISKCON. It's very clear they're into Gopi Bhav. Very clear. In fact, they were all following Narayan Maharaj years ago because they were mad after Gopi Bhav and even got the name Gopi Bhava Club. Their fellow members of the GBC, they told them, they said, you know, you started another GBC. We're one GBC, you're another GBC. Gopi Bhava Club. And they said, either you give up the association or you leave ISKCON. So then they gave up association and stayed in ISKCON. Big GBCs. They're totally into Manjari Bhav, Gopi Bhav. And they didn't come to Radhakund to get it. And some of them are writing books, are writing so many books about gopis and manjaris, fully understanding their identity and everything as a byproduct of their quote-unquote Vaidhi sadhana, byproduct, their ISKCON people. So they're clear examples there that I think the road is much broader. The road to Radharani's lotus feet is much broader than some people are presenting. Raghunuga Marg, for us, you know, Gaudiya Vaishnava is Raghunuga Marg means the Radharani Marg. Gaudiya Vaishnava means Gopi. Gaudiya Vaishnava means Gopi. Every Vaishnava gets the Gopal Mantra. Only Gaudiyas get Kam Gayatri. Kam Gayatri is only for Madhura Rati. It's only for the purpose of developing Madhura Rati, conjugal love for Radha Krishna. The original Kam Gayatri Gopal Mantra mentioned Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sanatana Goswami. These are the primal Diksha Mantras. These are the ancient Diksha Mantras. And they were extant in the Gaudiya Sampradaya from the beginning. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami to write Hari Bhakti Vilas and describe all these things, because he gave him all the outline. He told him everything to write. So he said, you write about the Diksha Mantras. So those are the Diksha Mantras. 150 years ago, 200 years ago, then they added these Panchatattva mantras, Chaitanya mantras, and Guru mantras. They were added into the Gaudiya Sampradaya at a historical point of a couple hundred years ago. And that's even narrated, it's even written about by Anantadas in one of his books, in Bengali and also in English, briefly. At any rate, these are the two mantras. So this Kam Gayatri is coming from some Vedas, and it's originally, Kam Gayatri was used to worship material Kamadev, to fulfill your lusty desire, Kamadev, god of lust, god of love. But our Goswamis, specifically for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they imported this Diksha Mantra from the ancient Vedas and said, this has application to our sadhana, because you have a sadhya and a sadhana. So you have ishta, first you have Ishtadev, then you have sadhana and sadhya. Ishta is the one you love and want to worship. And then you worship them. That's your sadhana. And your sadhya is your goal. I want to attain my lover in Vrindavan. I want to attain Krishna in Vrindavan. Ishta, sadhana, sadhya. So this ishta, our ishta is Radha and Krishna Yugal and Madhurya Rati. Lord Chaitanya is telling Chaitanya Charitamrita, listen, everyone, Gopi Bhava Angikara. I want everyone to accept Gopi Bhava. So therefore, this mantra is very useful for us. This mantra is in the Vedas, Kam Gayatri, and it's used to worship Kamadev, the god of lust, and by materialists. We're going to use this mantra to indicate the transcendental Kamadev, Aprakrita Madan, Navina Madan, Sri Krishna. Kamadevaya means the transcendental Sri Krishna, who's shooting five arrows into the heart of his beautiful form, his beautiful fragrance, the beautiful sound of his voice and waist bells, ankle bells, and a beautiful touch of his hands or his dham or his murti or whatever, and a beautiful taste of his prasadam or his radhakund water or anything. So, and this way my senses are inundated by the five love arrows of the Supreme Lord of transcendental love, Vrindavan Sri Krishna, Kamadev Ananga Sri Krishna. So this is our Kamadev, our Kam Gayatri. So our whole sampradaya is oriented towards Madhur Rati, which means worshipping Radha and Krishna. And we're not Nimbarkis. Nimbarkis worship Radha and Krishna and Sakhi Bhav to be Nayakas or heroines or gopi enjoyers with Krishna and serving Radha also. We worship Radha and Krishna to be specifically Radha Sneha Adik, servants of Radharani, as her dasis. We're in Dasi Bhav. Madhur Rati, but in Kinkari Bhav. I am a maidservant of a lover, not the maidservant of a queen in Dasi Rati. It's Dasi Rati, but I'm not a maidservant of some queen in Dwarka, because then it's just Dasi Rati. I'm a Dasi of Radharani, but I'm serving her Madhurya Rati. And then when Krishna bites her lips, the bites come on my lips. When Krishna scratches her, the scratches come on me. Because I'm Bhav Tadatmya with Radharani. I'm one with her heart and Bhav. So this is, the truth is something a little different than what you've heard. Now maybe you have a little better idea.